I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Above average rainfall between March and May brought relief to drought-stricken Kenya. Speaking to MNN from Nairobi, Kenya hopes Joy Mueller urges caution.
They're not out of the woods yet. It's going to take a little while for pastures to recover and for the food to grow again.
The longest drought in recorded history left 4.4 million people in Kenya facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. Nearly 3 million livestock animals have perished, leaving families unable to buy food.
A lot of sheep and goats have died. Cows have died. And those are the people's bank accounts.
Kenya Hope is helping people in rural communities survive another day. Believers provide food aid in the name of Jesus. People can learn and grow in the Lord because they're no longer starving and they're not stressed about how to feed their children. Pray the Lord will help his followers endure this hardship in Kenya and trust him to provide. In 1455, Gutenberg's printing press changed the world. Books like the Bible could be mass-produced for the first time ever, making Scripture more accessible. The Protestant Reformation followed shortly thereafter. Wycliffe USA VP Andrew Fleming says we're at a similar time in history right now.
God is on the move. There is more active Bible translation going on in the world than has ever happened before. It's no mistake that artificial intelligence is coming along at this very moment. We need to take advantage of that.
Like the Gutenberg Press, AI could make Scripture more accessible by making the translation process more efficient. Learn more and connect with Wycliffe USA at missionnews.org.
If there are interests, giftings, and abilities that you'd be interested in potentially using for God's kingdom, we'd love to find a place for you.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.